You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Of the program here, James Meharry from RDU is coming down to talk about the origins of New Zealand Music Month. Good morning to you, James. How are you?
Kia ora koutou. I'm very well, thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me. It's lovely to be here.
Of course, it's great to have you on. I just heard that you just finished up a breakfast program.
Yeah, we've got a breakfast buffet happening on RDU at the moment. It's all volunteers, so a different show host every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fulfilling the Wednesday morning hump day. And this morning it was all vinyl, all New Zealand music for New Zealand Music Week. So it was a good show, a great show.
Awesome, I'm glad to hear. You're quite the vinyl guy. Because I read in a profile that you actually have your own vinyl cutter that you bought from Germany.
I did.
Prior to buying that, had you had much experience with cutting vinyl?
Zero,
wow. So straight in the deep end.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was kind of post-quake for us here in Ngātahi. And I, you know, after getting RDU kind of into the truck, because we put RDU into a truck, horse truck, for... just get out of. We didn't have our studio anymore, so I built a sort of mobile broadcasting unit, and then kind of once that got settled down, I wanted to follow this idea of, I found a guy online who's over in Germany who's he had the equipment. I wouldn't call it desktop version, but it was certainly a more consumer something that, you know, you could set up in a studio, and it was based around a Technics 1200. And so I travelled over to Germany and I even produced a wee video of it. If anyone's interested in seeing it, you can look it up on Vimeo.
Mm.
It's called For the Record.
Nice. Good name.
Yeah.
Classic name. Yeah. Have you been doing much vinyl cutting lately?
Yeah, we just did one last week. It was live to air, so I'm kind of focusing on the RDU live to airs at the moment. So we have a studio downstairs from RDU where rehearsals and recording can happen. And and we've also got off the mixing desk, we've got a feed where we can send that stereo mix to the cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut a 7-inch, and this will be number 22.
Wow.
Of our director disc masters, vinyl masters from live to ears that are also broadcast at the same time.
Wow, that's so cool. That's so
awesome.
Yeah,
that all happens at the same time, which is quite cool. And it was called the Pixie Platoon, was the name of the band.
Mm-hmm.
All female.
Mm-hmm.
Locals. And yeah, it went down okay. It was quite good.
Awesome. Now, you are the station director at RDU.
Yeah.
How has 2025 been for the station? Because, you know, Liam, the former breakfast host, he's been gone for a little bit.
He's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost another staff member. But, you know, I think that over the years I've realized that, you know, change is a constant, and in that sense change is to be embraced. So we kind of embraced that change, and I got a little bit more into the weeds of business, really, you know, like operationally. So we kind of changed the model a little bit. There's only three of us running the station now.
Wow.
Which sounds like we might be on the back foot, but to be honest, we're all really dedicated, high performing, kind of like punch out the work.
Mm.
And so we kind of adjusted the model so that we could do the operations of the business, do all the ones we wanted to do, and keep the business running without, you know, with just three people, which sounds kind of very difficult. But, you know, so far we're like nearly 2 months deep now, and it's, it's functioning. So, you know, and we're all happy, and, you know, like that's important. You know, we've got a good balance going on, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad to hear, man. Very, very glad to hear. Now, it's the 25th year of New Zealand Music Month. Both of our stations are doing all New Zealand tracks this week.
Mm-hmm,
Chris Hipkins has been bravely sporting a New Zealand Music Month badge on his blazer lapel.
Oh, yeah.
What has New Zealand Music Month done for the New Zealand music scene since it started about 25 years ago?
You talking about New Zealand Music Month?
Or yeah.
Talking about New Zealand the month.
Music Month.
I think from my perspective, I was there when it began. Mm-hmm. In the early 2000s, and I think that it was timed really well with the rise, and let's say getting over the cultural cringe of New Zealand music. You know, prior to the 2000s, it was, and to some degree, you know, it's kind of connected to that tall poppy thing that everyone feels, that, you know, we have to look overseas for our gauge or our meter on what is good and what's not. And that kind of changed and coincided with New Zealand On Air's New Zealand Music Commission's push for more visibility for New Zealand music. And so when they began that, they actually began New Zealand Music Month in partnership with Student Radio. So Student Radio already had New Zealand Music Week, and we'd been doing that since the early 1980s, in fact possibly even earlier, in the late 70s. Wow. And a lot of our stations began around that time, or within, you know, 5 to 10 years of that, of 1980. But you know, it was very, very, very quickly we got on to the idea of doing New Zealand Music Week, and so we were a natural partner for the New Zealand Commission, Music Commission, and so yeah, I think that, you know, that they've done a lot. You know, like obviously they've got a lot of focus around getting New Zealand music overseas, get visibility with their Outward Sound and other initiatives that they push. For us, I guess, you know, our focus, I feel like Student Radio's focus has always been about, well, we're doing just a lot of what we're doing, been doing anyway. You know, so it's something in parallel to what we do. You know, I feel really strongly about the great work that Student Radio does, and to some degree I feel like it could do with more visibility. We could do with more visibility. I know that we're always fighting out of the corner in the sense of, you know, getting the recognition that we probably deserve. I mean, a lot of the industry recognises Student Radio, but I think that, you know, things like New Zealand Music Week has this very long kaupapa. Student Radio has this long kaupapa through the New Zealand Music Week initiative that we've been running since a long time before anyone decided they, at a government level, that they needed to pay attention to supporting Indigenous and local voices. Student Radio was already cracking hard on that.
For sure. You touched on that you were there at the start of New Zealand Music Month. What did it look like in 2001, I guess?
Not much different. I mean, I don't think, you know, I haven't seen a lot of change, really. I mean, I think they come up with the visibility. I think that, you know, having some resources to focus on, I think in parallel probably to what New Zealand On Air was doing, which was about infiltrating commercial radio. And, you know, when you understand the radio environment of the 1990s, you know that, you know, over that 10-year period, there was the deregulation, sort of the outcomes of deregulation were taking effect. And so you had commercial radio kind of really sort of dominating the radio environment, the radio sector, and New Zealand music wasn't getting very much visibility at all. And so, you know, the programmers in there were following American Top 40, and it was very hard for New Zealand music to get a listen in on to mainstream audiences. And so Student Radio only has a very small part in that. You know, yes, we have a very diverse programming philosophy, but, you know, you have to acknowledge that some musicians and some music wants to get to the largest audience. And that's what New Zealand Music Commission was doing in partnership or in parallel with New Zealand On Air. They were doing a good job of raising the awareness and I guess lobbying the uptake of New Zealand music on commercial radio.
It's funny, I was watching a video yesterday from an old TVNZ program about New Zealand Music Month, and in that video the guy who was hosting the show mentioned that in the 80s Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over and Poye weren't touched by commercial radio. That's quite hard to believe, eh?
No, it seems really obvious now. You look at the royalty of New Zealand music and you just presume that New Zealand always appreciated it from the moment it was created and written and produced, but that's not the truth at all. Another example that I had when I was doing some touring and tour management festival production, I had Dave Dobbin down with the CS Christchurch Symphony Orchestra doing it. doing a performance down in Central Otago, and he was asking me about what I do, and I said, you know, I'm involved in student radio, and he just instantly kind of went, oh, student radio, you know, I love student radio, you know, like, do you know that, like, student radio is the only platform that would play our music back in the day? And I was like, what do you mean, like, the only, no one else, like Radio Avon or Radio Rima or 3ZB? He's like, nah, no one would play, you know, the dudes would just got no airtime from anyone but student radio. And so he's got that love, as do many, many musicians. And, you know, you can think of nearly all of the back catalogue of Flying Nun, and you know, they first got their airtime on student radio in New Zealand. And so it's not a huge amount of, again, when I say, oh, you know, student radio probably deserves a little bit more accolade, I think that's probably what I mean, is that people quietly recognise it's mana, but you know, it's not captured in any serious way. But yeah, you know, done a lot of good work,
For sure, man. I totally agree, and I think we're definitely out of the woods, at least when it comes to, you know, not playing things like Don't Dream It's Over. Do you think there's still room for growth in the mainstream, I guess, in New Zealand, appreciating more of our homegrown acts?
Yeah, I think music genres, you know, I think that student radio, again, continues. If I was to shout out to all the other stations, then I'd say, you know, we need to continue to look to incorporate and adopt fringe music, you know, and fringe sounds and styles and genres. There's you know, that continues to sort of multiply, and you never know where the next, you know, popular mainstream sound might come from. And having been, you know, I spent my early years in student radio in the 1990s, and, you know, that wasn't considered that the sound or the style, the genre of hip hop would ever become as popular as it has. Now it's just even ubiquitous with the mainstream. It was not considered when I started DJing breakbeat and rave and jungles music in the mid-90s that there would ever be a mainstream style of that music. And now you've got, you know, the Rudimentals and the, you know, Shapeshifter obviously did a really big job in that. But, you know, these Sub Focus and all of this really, really, really popular mainstream style of that genre. So, you know, the important point is that I'd make is that, you know, the emergent style of music is what student radio has got the appetite for, and I'd encourage student radio to continue to look to the fringe in order to accommodate the emergent.
Very wise words, man. Very, very wise words. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program today.
Pleasure.
I do want to ask, have you figured out that request that we mentioned earlier?
Oh,
do you know what you want to play?
Yeah, the track that I did a remix of, there's a new track. Do you have a new track by Pitch Black?
Pitch Black. We can investigate that very shortly. What's the name of the song?
Electric Earth. I know it's not a new release. I'm just looking for what I've got in a new release. Otherwise, I was going to suggest that you actually maybe play a track from the new album of Liam Finn,
which for sure.
I would. That's due for release next month. And the one I played, which I thought was really lovely, and you should possibly play it too, is called Purple Dress.
Okay, Purple Dress by Liam Finn. I think we'll go with that.
Yeah,
then.
It's on his new album Hyperverse, which is coming out on June 20th.
I think it's funny because he's actually already put out most of the songs from the record.
Oh, has he?
He's put out like 10 or something songs from the album.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm sure if you've got the message that the little letter which he hand wrote, I think all your listeners will appreciate. I read it out to my listeners, and if you've got it handy, you should read it out, because it was a lovely little message from Liam, just saying how much he appreciated student radio and you know, he was really grateful for all the shit that we do for him and for that his kind of music, so it's cool.
I'll see if I can find that note, but thank you very much for coming on the program, James. Is there any final words you want to leave our listeners with?
Have a great day. Hope you have a great week. Kia kaha.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Take care, James. See ya. All right, folks, that was James Meharry. We're talking about New Zealand Music Month and New Zealand music.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.